Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Well, the Lakers are officially the number one seed in the West after an 8-point win over the Jazz last night, thanks to Anthony Davis's 42 points and LeBron's 22. It's the first time the Lakers are the top seed in the conference since 2010. And after the game, LeBron said that he proved his doubters wrong, saying, quote, "They said I can't do it. I can just say it feels damn good to be the number one seed in the West for me personally." Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard joining us this morning. Chris, your biggest takeaway from the win?
Well, I had several, but the biggest was definitely Anthony Davis. And not what he did in the first three quarters. He's been great the first three quarters all year. It was what he did in the fourth quarter. You guys know I've been saying all season, he is going to have to be huge in the fourth quarter, especially against the Clippers. And Skip even gave him the nickname All Done because he hasn't been delivering in the fourth quarters. It's as simple as that. Up until like the last month before the shutdown, he was averaging 3 points a game in the fourth quarters. So I liked what I saw last night. 8 points, all of it in the last 4 minutes, and six of them in the last 43 seconds. And what I really liked was his attitude. He was not deferring to LeBron. He wasn't saying, "Hey, LeBron, you go do it. I'm the second guy." He was taking the shots that he wanted to take. And I like that. That is what the Lakers are going to need if indeed they're going to beat the Clippers and win the championship. If you look at LeBron James's history, when he has been at his best, when he's won his three titles, his second guy is a dog. It was Dwayne Wade at first. Then it was Kyrie Irving. That he needs a second guy that has that attitude. And there are those around the league that question Anthony Davis whether he has that. You know, some just flat out think he's a little bit soft in that regard. And so he has to go out and prove that he has it. If he does, look, the Lakers will undoubtedly be tough to beat. And the question is, can he do it against the Clippers, though? And that's what I want to see.
Of course he can. I thought last night what it was, the biggest thing what I saw, Chris, is that not only did they make a conscious effort to get him the ball, he made a conscious effort. It's like, I'm not waiting for the double team. I'm going to do something with this ball. I'm going to get these shots up because he had 7 attempts on Saturday night. He had 14 at the end of the first quarter. So it told you he's going to be extremely aggressive. He saw the ball. And hold on, Chris, did you vote Rudy Gobert Defensive Player of the Year again? Because that's who he did that 42.
No.
Well, he did the two-time Defensive Player of the Year. He put a Jackie Robinson number on him, 42, 12, and 4. That's what he did to him. The French pastry chef, Rudy Gobert, made a mess of him. Call him Grey Poupon now. Mm. Everywhere, Chris Broussard. That's what we did to him. LeBron James said, "You know what, AD? I want you to go ahead and take this thing because my time going to come. I'm going to show y'all a little something, because I know Skip Bader's watching. Here's this, the fourth quarter. Hit one from the timeline. Hit one a little close in. Go through the lane. Hang in the air. Drop that one. Put a quick 10 spot on him. I'm done with it. AD, take back over." So I like where we are right now. I like what I saw with AD, because that AD train was, ooh, we left the station with the number one seed. And...
So, Chris Broussard, I have a stat for you that sums up what we saw last night. Would you believe that in 4 fourth quarters against the Clippers this year, Anthony Davis has taken a grand total of 9 shots? He's only attempted 2 free throws against the Clippers all year. 2 free throws in 4 fourth quarters. Last night in the first quarter, he shot it 14 times. And I agree, something happened. He just said, okay, enough of that. My issue is, let's keep it in perspective, because the Lakers just own the Jazz mentally. They're not afraid of them. They like to front run on them. They're not afraid of Rudy. They're not. They beat them handily all 3 times this year. Bogdanovich had wrist surgery back in May, so he was lost, obviously, for the restart. He was by far their best second option scorer because he was their best 3-point shooter. He was making 42% of his threes. Like, the East is rivaling the West. Didn't you say the West is no longer the absolute obvious best?
Yeah, I think, obviously, I think the Clippers and the Lakers are the two best teams. But you're look, the East is much closer. Milwaukee's obviously legit. Toronto's legit. I think Miami's legit. Philadelphia has the talent. They're not mature enough yet. So Boston. The East has definitely gotten better. And like you said, Skip, outside of the Clippers, the Lakers, and if you want to throw the Rockets in there, the rest of the West is good, but not definitively better than the East.
Man, look here. The West go deep. You got both of the L.A. teams. You got
it's
the Rockets.
Deeper for sure.
You got the Rockets. You got the Nuggets. You got even Portland. Man, that dynamic duo go cook.
Portland?
If Portland was in the East, they'd be the two seed at the worst.
Oh, God.
They'd be the two seed at the worst.
You don't believe that.
Hold on, Chris. That you told me, you said that the Clippers were going to have the best record. You told everybody kept saying the Clippers were going to have the best record in the West.
Well, I don't think LeBron should start, and I'm not saying he is, but celebrating yet. Okay, the first seed isn't a big deal. It's about winning the championship.
Yes.
That's when he'll silence the naysayers. It won't be by getting the first seed. So I don't think the Clippers cared about the number one seed. Obviously, they didn't. They had guys in and out of the lineup all season.
Well, then why they try to gear up against?
LeBron knows that the first seed isn't the number one thing.
We don't care about no seed anyway. Yeah, we come out the East in the fourth seed. I told you, LeBron say mustard seed. Just have faith. Plant me in the ground, and we go get a title. That's how we do things, Chris Broussard. But you think, Chris, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to play both sides of the fence. You like, yeah, I know he was good, but you didn't see this. Because you didn't have him. You had him at 49 games. They in the 50s.
When did I ever? I knew they went up. I said, I think about 53.
I have them at my team.
Skip knows I am not a LeBron hater by any stretch. I mean, I've always defended LeBron, but I'm objective. And I think the Clippers are the better team. That is it. My heart would be with LeBron, but my head is with the Clippers.
Well, sometimes you got to go with your heart.
All right, we'll see.
So I have one final question here. Are we sure LeBron James is the best player on the Lakers? I'm not sure about that. Are we sure?
Big whatever.
Are we looking at those numbers? Leading scorer on the Laker, Anthony Davis, leading rebounder. Obviously, Anthony Davis, leading free throw shooter. It's not even close. Anthony Davis, leading PER. Third in the league is Anthony Davis. LeBron is 10th. Are you sure we shouldn't be making a stronger MVP case for Anthony Davis?
Chris, you see what he tried to do. You know him a lot longer than I know exactly what he tried to do.
I'm just trying to spit facts.
LeBron is clearly the best player. Skip, you know it. You talked about it earlier, the fourth quarters. LeBron's one of the leading fourth quarter scorers in the league. AD hasn't been there until last night. So LeBron is the best. But here's the thing. If at some point, maybe even next year, AD will become the best player.
He needs
to. LeBron will still be a top five, top 10 player in the league, and they could still potentially win championships if AD will take that mantle and get that dog in him. That's what we're watching for.
And we about to add a third piece. I ain't going to tell you who it is, but we got something brewing this offseason.
I don't even care about that. I just wonder if Anthony Davis can wake up one morning and say, I've got that dog in me. I don't think you can just suddenly say.
AD, all you do is just stand up out of bed and say, I'm Anthony Davis. That's good enough for me because I know what you're going to give me. Mm. See, don't let Skip know all that dog, all the people that talk about the dog ain't doing nothing. Mm. It's the dog that don't say anything that bites you.
Well, all dog or is it all done?
You're going to find out when you play the Clippers.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place. Whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, It's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids. Just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
After being restricted to less than 30 minutes in the first two games back in the bubble, Zion Williamson played 25 minutes last night in the Pelicans' 109-99 win against the Grizzlies. And he racked up 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists in the win. Zion said after the game that he felt alive again. Chris Broussard is still with us. So, Chris, I start with you. How impressed were you with Zion?
He was terrific. There's no question about it. You mentioned his numbers, Jen. He did it all in 25 minutes. I like the rebounding. I've said all along he's not rebounding at the rate that he should. He'll get better at it, but he's averaging less than 7 rebounds a game. I know he can do better than that. We know his first game he had 0 rebounds back in the bubble. So the fact that he had 7 was impressive. The floor game with the 5 assists, that was impressive. That's something that he has. For the most part, since he's been in the league, he's just been a flat-out dominant paint scorer. You haven't seen as much of his other skills, but he does have them, and I think he was able to flash them last night. And what I really liked was that for all the critics, the naysayers, the doubters that Zion wants to prove wrong, I think the biggest group of people he was trying to send a message to were within his own organization. I think he wanted to go out there and show the Pelicans organization, play me. I am healthy. Stop treating me with kid gloves. I'm ready to go. Take me off these crazy burst restrictions and all these names they're coming up with. I thought he kind of played angry because he took 21 shots in 25 minutes. I mean, that is astronomical, but he wanted to send a message. I think even his quotes after the game, same thing. I feel alive. And look, the Pelicans organization means well. They're the ones with the doctors. They obviously want him to be healthy. So I'm not being critical of them necessarily. But at some point, you have to let him go ahead and play and even say, look, we got to let him play. There's no signs that he's injured. And if he gets hurt, you get hurt. I mean, it just wasn't meant to be. But I think you have to let him go out on the floor and play.
I agree. I thought he looked well. I thought offensively he was unbelievable. He was ultra aggressive last night. Chris, you mentioned it. 21 shots were the most shots he had ever attempted in a ball game. So it lets you know that. And 19 of those shots were in the paint. So it's telling you what he's trying to do and what he is, because he's a monster of a man. But Skip and I have discussed this. He's too heavy, Chris. Ain't no way around it. He has the health. He has the risk factor of someone 7 foot plus. That's what he has. I wish I can make it, you know, clear, paint you a nice rosy picture, but he's too heavy. And I believe the Pelicans are doing this because they don't believe, because you saw him, he tried to go up through 3 people. He got stuffed, and Alvin Gentry called timeout. He's like, because he couldn't get back down the court. And it just so happens, I'm hearing the broadcast, like, he's jogging. I think it's Doris Burke was on the call saying he can't make it back up the court, or he's jogging back up the court. He's too heavy to play 82 and to play 30 plus, the amount of minutes that, Chris, you want and most people want to see him play. I just don't think, I think long term, he's got to get that under control. He's special. He's Charles Barkley. He's a more explosive Charles Barkley because he can jump, hit the ground, and jump again before most people that's a third of his size can do that. So his talent is undeniable, but I'm just concerned that his conditioning and his eating habits is what's going to derail him.
Yet, Shannon, all you said is true. Too heavy, out of shape, even looked a little limpy when he went back to the bench after getting a shot blocked, like he's still favoring the knee. And he scored 23 in 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the greatest sign so far for Zion Williamson, that they let him come back in. Alvin Gentry or somebody upstairs said, we bless you to go back in for the last 5 minutes. It changed the young man's life. He said, I feel alive again. Because I think, to Chris's point, he just sat over there sulking and brooding and just simmering, like, they won't let me do what I do, what I was born to do, which is play basketball. And I'm now of the mindset that the only way he's going to get in shape is just to play basketball. You just got to let him play. And I know it's risky because you're daring the devil with 300 pounds on those knees. You're just asking for it.
Are you going to play all summer? What happens when they lose?
No, well, what I'm saying is just right now.
Oh, yeah,
got it. So next time you let him try to get 27 minutes, maybe the next night 29 minutes, and maybe you get him up to 30 minutes, and maybe you got something, because he is a wrecking ball with touch. I've never seen anything like it, to have such soft hands, such feel for the game, and to be able to just dominate people inside it. What do we give him, 6'6", maybe?
Yeah.
You know, nobody can deal with him. He was still the best player on the floor last night. He's still the closer for that team. That team's body language changes when he's on the floor, because it's like, we got him and you don't. And so, to me, I'm not writing off the Pelicans down the stretch, because they got the easiest closing schedule in the league, to me, because, Chris, they go Sacramento, Washington, San Antonio, Sacramento, and Orlando. They could sweep home here, and they could wind up in the play-in and be the eighth seed.
What would be sad is that Memphis complained, said it's not fair that if they're the eighth seed, they would have to have a play-in. But if they don't start winning some games, they won't have to worry about the eighth seed or the ninth seed.
I agree.
They'll be the 10th or the 11th seed, and they'll be going home at the end of these eight games. But let's not get carried away now. He had 23 points. But it took him 21 shots. Let's not get carried away with that, Chris. 21 shots, 23 points in 25 minutes.
Okay.
But see, that was unusual. Like, I don't know if it's the first game he's been under 50%, but it's one of the few, if not the first, because he's usually well above 50%. I agree with you guys on the weight. I do personally. Because I look at his history. Look, he couldn't say he got hurt in high school. He got hurt at Duke. He got hurt in summer league. He got hurt in preseason. Missed half the year. Comes back after 3.5 months off. And remember the reports. He couldn't get through practice because he had cramps. And now he's on these minutes restrictions. We have not seen Zion play like 4 months straight of high-level basketball. I think it's the weight. But I'm telling you, there are people within the league and the Pelicans organization. I've been texting with a scout, not with the Pelicans, but in the league today, and they think he doesn't need to lose weight. They're saying, look, this is just his body. This is how he's built. Maybe need to repackage it a little, but he doesn't need to lose the weight. There's also a fear, Skip, you brought up how he just bullies people inside. There's a fear that if you take 25, 30 pounds away, he won't be able to do it.
He's still be 260.
I'm with you guys. I agree. I think he's like Barkley said he dropped 50 pounds when he was a rookie or second year player.
Right.
I think he could still bully people. And I think he needs to lose weight. But apparently some doctors and trainers are saying he doesn't. He just maybe needs to get in shape.
But here's the thing, though, Chris. At playing 82 games, up, down, night in, night out, at 300 pounds, nah. There's a reason why Kareem lasted 20 years.
That's true.
There's a reason why Robert Parrish played 22 years. There's a reason why these guys.
Kevin Garnett.
Look at Garnett. You're talking about guys that are tall, but they don't have the size.
No.
Man, you talk about that kind of explosiveness. And these guys weren't explosive. They're like leapers. That's, you know, way up in the air and coming down with that kind of torque.
Like Kareem, he was not a leaper. He just played to his height,
right,
which is 7'2".
And Kareem, we've had Kareem on several times.
Yeah.
He looked exactly at 70-plus like he did at 35 and 40
True.
And 50. He looked like he hadn't gained a pound.
Yep.
I always think of Derrick Rose, and obviously he's half the size of Zion, but it was the torque. He moved a lot like Zion, you know, two-footed jumper,
yep,
explosive like that. And even his body couldn't take it. So I do have those fears for Zion.
So, Chris, gut feeling right here, right now, who wins the eighth seed and plays the Lakers? Just your early gut.
I don't think the Pelicans get in. I think Portland.
I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna go with the old broccoli team. I'm gonna go San Antonio get the AC.
They should have won their third straight last night.
Oh, that dude shook.
Shake shook their earth. The shot.
Shake hit one on them.
Yeah, he did. By the way, Chris, just real quick, Portland's remaining schedule. They got Houston tonight, Denver, Clippers, Philly, Dallas, and then Brooklyn. Ain't easy.
Yeah, good luck.
San Antonio's is tough, and so is Memphis's. You're right about New Orleans. They got the easiest schedule, but I'm not a believer yet. Mm.
All right. Chris Broussard, so good to have you on to talk basketball. It feels good to have you back.
No mercy.
LeBron and the Lakers locked up the number one seed in the West for the first time in a decade last night. It's also the first time a team has gotten the top seed after missing the playoffs for at least 5 straight seasons. And after the game, LeBron said he proved his doubters wrong once again, saying, quote, "They said I can't do it. I can just say it feels damn good to be the number one seed in the West." So, Shannon, how much credit does LeBron deserve for doing it in the West this year?
He deserves a lot of credit. They added Anthony Davis, but the Clippers added Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. They're not the number one seed. Mm. So I think LeBron deserves a lot of credit, considering that they missed the playoffs last year. He got injured, hurt that groin, and he wasn't the same even though he came back. He was not the same player as he was when he left. He didn't load manage him. He only missed 3 games the entire season, unlike somebody else I know that missed 13. Mm. Don't we, Skip? We know him, right? Mm.
So that means AD and LeBron have played together 56 games to Paul George and Kawhi, 35 games? 56 to 35.
Did you ask me first, Jenny?
You opened the door, I ran through it.
It's like, when I ask you, like, it's like a rhetorical question. That's how you don't respond. But anyway, Skip, look, people were wondering, they saw LeBron get hurt in year 16. That was the first time we had seen him miss extended time. Now, he did have the back injury when he first went back to Cleveland, took 2 weeks off, got that situated. But for the most part, LeBron has been Iron Man. Mm. And so last year when he missed, 6-8 weeks with the groin injury, people were like, is this the beginning of the end? Because he had gotten injured so late in his career. But he proved that he's durable, more durable than you-know-who, more durable than Paul George, more durable than any of the superstars. So he deserves credit, but Anthony Davis deserves credit also. AD has been unbelievable. That's why you trade 3 players. That's why you give up 3 number one future draft picks to get this guy. But LeBron deserves credit. He's the quarterback. Skip Bayless, tell me the quarterback. Mm. The most important player on the team is the quarterback. The most important position. Mm. If you don't mind me asking, who's the quarterback of the Los Angeles Lakers? Mm. It ain't Tom Brady.
It's not my time yet. Not my turn.
So
tell me when it's my turn.
I think Fox Bet and a lot of people had the Lakers to win, somewhere between 47 and 49 games. Mm. Skip, you know, we've only played 66 games. That's 51 wins. If you project that out over 82, you know that's a 63-win season. Mm. Could I interest you in that? But it's not about the number one seed. At the end of the day, yeah, that's a great accomplishment. Just like the number one seed in football, that means you've had an unbelievable regular season. But that's not how we measure a man. Mm-hmm. That's not how we judge a man. Mm. We judge this thing by titles. Mm. And we will have one. Mm.
Do you have one?
We will.
Did you win one last night? It sounded like you did.
You see, that's not what I said. I said we will. Mm.
So if I were Anthony Davis and I heard what my co-star said after last night's game, I would not have been real pleased with it, because LeBron James took all the credit for saying they said I couldn't do it. And he went on to say that this one's going to feel really damn good, he said, for me personally, because they said I couldn't do it in the West. Well, he's got a co-star, and you can make a case his co-star should be co-MVP with LeBron and Giannis, because his case is equally as strong as theirs.
I believe he might finish top 5.
Okay. And last night, he had an MVP-caliber night. Did he not carry them to the clinching of the West last night?
Yep.
What did he have? 42-12-4. So LeBron took that opportunity to make it all about himself. They said I couldn't do it.
Did they say that?
No, they did not say. They did not. All they said was, LeBron, it's going to be much more difficult to get to the finals through the West than it was when you cakewalked to, what was it, 8 straight finals in the Eastern Conference or the Eastern Conference?
Keep that energy with Giannis.
You cakewalked.
Keep that with Giannis.
Okay, you cakewalked through DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. You cakewalked through Paul George and the Pacers.
Oh,
it was a joke. You know it, and I know
it. What about the Celtics?
Hmm?
What about the Celtics? Because you know the Celtics, the baby Celtics, that you say the baby
Celtics. The baby Celtics without Kyrie.
And guess what?
Cakewalk.
The baby Celtics without Kyrie, fuck Giannis.
Mm.
Kicked him out of the playoffs.
Mm. Was Giannis even in the East?
Yeah, I think
he's playing in the G League.
No,
I'm serious. No,
you're not serious. The baby Celtics, if it's so easy, why haven't Giannis come up out of the East yet?
Mm.
It's so easy.
Giannis is a little overrated to me. I'm just not sure if he can rise and shine when that spotlight.
Oh, now Giannis is overrated.
Well, he is. Well, come on. What happened last year? What happened when they ran into the, what do you call them, the baby dinosaurs?
Baby dinosaurs.
Right?
Yeah.
What happened?
But they were real dinosaurs.
They built a wall, and Giannis said, wait a second, I don't have an 8-foot jump shot.
No.
I just watched Giannis lose to a tiny little Rockets team. Little itty bitty Rockets.
But Skip, you have to give them credit now. I mean, they're going to be. You, a lot of people are going to lose. You let a team shoot 21 threes. You're going to lose, Skip.
Okay, but he is revising history, as Chris Broussard just said on this show, because that's not what everybody said. They just said it's going to be a tougher path to get through the West to the finals than it used to be in the East. The East is now much tougher than when LeBron left. He got out while the getting was good.
No, let me ask you a question. Will it be easier for Tom Brady to win the division in the NFC South or the AFC East?
Well, obviously, it's much tougher in the South.
Why?
Okay, so what's your point?
So he been cakewalking for 20 years, huh?
Mm.
Oh, in the AFC East.
Boy, I don't think he was cakewalking when Darrell Revis and Rex Ryan were with the Jets.
Is that a cakewalk? You take one team.
Mm.
You took one team. What about Buffalo? Mm. Buffalo been bad since Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, and Bruce left. Okay, what about Miami?
Until last year.
Miami hadn't been good since Marino. Marino retired in 2000.
Hey. It has been a nightmare for Tom Brady as a Patriot to go to Miami every December and lose and get his butt kicked, right?
Stop it.
Okay, but let's get back on track here. Let's quit changing the subject because you don't have answers for this, because I'm looking at a West in which LeBron James had a decent young team last year and should have at least made the playoffs, and he went 28-27 in the games that he started. And they missed the playoffs. That was shameful to me. LeBron James came to the West and missed the playoffs. Yeah. Can you defend that?
No, he missed the playoffs. There's nothing to defend. Mm-hmm. He didn't make the playoffs. He got injured. I believe had he not gotten injured and missed those 28 games, however many games that he missed, I believe he would have, 17, we played 55, mm-hmm. so it would have been 27.
Yep.
I believe they would have made the playoffs, but that's neither here nor there, Skip. Of the top 10 players, how many of them you think are in the Western Conference? Of the top 10 players, I give you 2 from the East.
Okay.
I'll give you Giannis. I'll give you Joel Embiid. The rest are in the West.
Mm.
Harden, Westbrook, Dame, Braun, Kawhi, Paul George, AD, Harden.
Jimmy Butler.
Jokic. Stop it.
Jimmy Butler.
Stop it.
Really? Jason Tatum, stop it?
So Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum is better than, okay.
Did you say Ben Simmons?
Is he better than Kawhi or Paul George?
No.
Is he better than LeBron or AD?
No.
Is he better than Harden or Dame Dollar?
Dame Dollar, yes, better.
Man, you better stop playing. Jason Tatum better than Dame Dollar.
What's Dame Dollar 1 exactly? What? Help me out. I'm just asking. I need the facts.
Whoa. You say the West was tough.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go through KD. Mm-hmm. He had to go through Steph Curry and Klay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Is that not tough?
Who had to? Dame.
Dame Dollar.
Okay.
Okay.
Help me out. Is KD still in the West?
Oh, my God. There you go.
Well, is he?
No, he's not.
So LeBron's beating his chest last night. They said I couldn't do it. Well, nobody said that KD was going to leave Golden State and that Steph and Klay were not going to play in 2020. Not going to play.
Yeah. Why do you think we made KD go join the Splash Brothers?
Oh, really?
That's what we did.
I don't think you did that.
We did that.
I think he showed you up 2 straight finals in your own house.
What did the article say? What did the article say about Kevin Durant? He thought once he won a title that he would be comparable to or better than, and that never came. That praise, that adulation that he
thought. Oh, to Steph.
No, he thought by winning the titles over LeBron would give him the credit.
And he beat him nose to nose in his own house two straight game three.
And everybody say, yeah, you wouldn't join Steph and Clay to do it. You didn't do it with Russ and Harden.
Who was the best player on Golden State the last 2 years? Kevin Durant, by far, he's the best player on the planet, and he's out this year.
Stop saying that.
Well, he is. Just is. Game over.
All I know is this, is that Steph Curry is a two-time league MVP and a two-time, and he won the finals without Kevin Durant. So until KD has to win one without Steph, Steph has won one without KD.
Is Tim Duncan still playing for the Spurs? Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, they're sub .500. They're just a nice little team trying to survive.
What does that have to do with
LeBron? It shows you how watered down the West is this year. Did Zion play much this year? Not much.
Skip.
What if Zion had played all going on 80, whatever they're going to end up playing?
Even in the heyday of the early 2000s, it was the Spurs and the Lakers. It was the Spurs and the Lakers.
Okay. Skip. Did Nurkic and Zach Collins play this year for Portland?
Until just now.
Watered down.
You don't mind me asking, why was Nurkic out? What transpired in 2018?
Oh, so it's because you body bagged?
I think that's why. He just came off life support. Just got up. He's doing well now.
Did Michael Porter Jr. star this year for the Denver Nuggets? Nope. Watered down. Not the same. East rivaling West.
Skip, why you do that?
I'm just showing you it wasn't the West is the best. It wasn't that way this year.
We mess with the West.
Were the Clippers together all year long? They played 12 total games together with a full roster. Were they the Clippers?
Skip.
Nope.
Skip, if FS1 hires a guy and all the people tell you now, he's a good worker, he works good, but he going to miss a lot of days. That's what they told him about Kawhi. Now, you told me he quit on your Spurs. That's what you told me.
No, I did.
And then.
Well, I can tell you that. That's just a fact.
And then he load managed 22 games in Toronto.
Yeah, and they won the championship.
But
he was the finals MVP.
I'm not debating that. But you said he quit 1 year, managed 22 games the next year, and then the following year you say he's going to play all. You expect him to play all the games?
No.
Paul George, history over the last couple of years, he's gotten nicked.
Do you think Paul George and Kawhi Leonard will play every playoff game this year going forward?
I hope so.
I think they will. I'm going to knock on wood for both of them.
Do you believe old Gold James and AD going to play every one of them?
They are going to play, but they're going to have to deal with that team in the basement along the
trail. First of all, they got to deal with us. Stop saying we got to deal with them. Y'all got to deal with us.
They got to deal with the team that has risen out of the basement and is a more talented and tough-minded team than the Lakers are.
Y'all got more depth. Y'all 10 best players are better than our 10 best, but our 2 best are better than yours. And that would be enough.
That remains to be seen because basketball has 4 quarters, not just 3.
We got plenty.
I'll give you 3. Those 2 are the best 3-quarter players ever there was.
Hold on. Didn't you just see the game winner last week? Somebody hit a game winner in the 4th quarter.
Who?
You know who.
Oh, you mean the luckiest game winner ever? Look what I found. I'll lay it in.
There you go.
See, are you talking about that play?
First, you want a game winner.
I'll shoot a terrible shot. I'll just throw it up, and it'll come right back to me. I shot it so bad it hit the front of the rim and came right back to me.
And
I
said, won.
I'll just lay it in.
Won.
He laid it in for the game winner.
Yeah.
Are you going to gloat over that?
Hold on. When Kawhi hit one, they hit 14 different spots on the rim. Hit the back.
Very lucky. Very lucky. But this is look what I found where I'm going to shoot. This was you actually benefit from how bad you were because you took such a poor shot that it fooled everyone. It hit so under the rim that it ricocheted right back in your hand.
We got fouled by Marcus Morris.
Really?
And they didn't call it.
Yeah, some people thought it was an offense.
No, nobody thought that, but nobody but you. You were just hoping.
And everybody stopped except LeBron, and he finished the play.
And guess what?
Look what I found. A game winner fell right into my lap.
You were hoping that they call it so you could say LeBron turned it over, LeBron choked down the stretch, Anthony Davis didn't do anything in the third. But LeBron made that a moot point.
Are you going to accept that?
I accept it. I accept those 3 cases of dude that I won because of that, and I accept that case of dude that I won last night. You wanted a man to lay the ball in so you could win a bet. Not win the game, win a bet. Let that sink in. Let the people at home. Skip Bayless is all about he wanted to cover a bet. He didn't want to win the game.
Not the game.
I covered game one, Clippers. Thank you very much.
But
I should have covered last night.
No, you shouldn't have.
But I got robbed.
First of all, what was Kyle Kuzma thinking? Why would you foul a guy shooting a three?
I don't know. What was Rudy Gobert thinking on the other side?
We had to make a mess of Rudy whole night.
He was on skates.
Put Jackie Robinson number on him. 42? That's the defensive player of the year. You think Elijah Wan would have let David Robinson put 42 on him? You remember what Elijah Wan did to David Robinson when he won the MVP in the playoffs? Cooked it.
They said I couldn't do it.
And we did it.
Anthony Davis did.
They said that. That's what they said about me, Goat. They said the same thing. They said, you never going to be nothing. You never going to leave Glenville. You're going to be working in these fields in Glenville your whole life.
They didn't say that.
That's what they said.
No. Yeah, your big brother was already a star for the Packers.
Is that a look at me out?
What did I do? He couldn't catch no passing for the Broncos.
He paved the way.
You know, it feels so nice to hear you guys go at it like this again. There's something I like more.
No mercy.
Saturday, two top welterweights, Jamal Shango James and Tomas Guillerme, battle for the interim title. The hard-hitting action begins at 8 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. So, Ja Morant and Zion Williamson battled it out last night in a matchup that saw Zion getting the best of his rookie counterpart. Not only did Zion outscore Ja 23-11, but the Pelicans also walked away with the 10-point win. Ja struggled with his shot going 1-for-10 from the three-point line. So, Shannon, are you still taking Ja over Zion?
I am, although he didn't have a very good game last night, Skip. He was terrible from the floor. I thought he pressed. I thought he let the build-up, Skip, Ja versus Zion, and I thought he let that get to him. And the reason why I'm taking him, Skip, if you look at what he's done. He has this team in the eighth spot. Zion is playing alongside two other guys that's been All-Stars. True Holiday has been a first-team All-NBA defensive player.
Yeah.
B.I. went to the All-Star game this year.
Yep.
His second-best player, Jaren Jackson Jr., is a young player like Ja. So for
it
me,
looks like he could be an All-Star. Ooh,
man.
Yep.
He got range. He can put it on the floor with either hand, dunk on folks.
And fearless.
He is. He is. That Fab Five dad, son there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Skip, that's what I'm doing. He's done a great job of changing the culture, of establishing enough culture. 18-7. He's a phenomenal talent. He didn't show it last night. And if you just watched last night and you haven't watched the entirety of the season, you're like, well, it's, you know, Zion. But I'm going to take Ja Morant. Another reason, Skip, you know. My concerns for Zion's health. But I'm taking Ja because I believe he's only going to get better.
Mm. Okay. So I want to be very clear about this. I loved Ja Morant when he was at Murray State.
Mm-hmm.
I raved about him on this show ahead of the draft. I love his explosiveness, his mental and physical toughness. He's got that dog in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what he's now done through the hiatus. Mm-hmm. To his upper body.
Yep.
He is beefed up.
Yep.
He's put on some good weight that he needed to put on because this is a man's game at this level, and he is becoming an NBA man. But Shannon, I told you all along about Zion. It's a whole nother level with the caveat of must stay healthy,
mm-hmm.
must get in shape, yeah. Knees must bear up under the load.
Yes.
I have no idea if he can last, but if he does, it's not even close between these two because Zion is a life changer to me. He's the force on the court that we've never quite seen in that package. A wrecking ball with touch, with feel. We've never seen that
right.
before. He was a point guard in high school. He handles the ball on the break like he's still a point guard. We saw him go behind the back the other night on the semi-break.
To Zo
for an easy... I guess Zoe doesn't dunk very much, but the point is, he has the ability to play basketball at an extremely high level while just dominating the game with his girth and his power. And I've never seen a package quite like that because even Charles, I've watched a lot of Charles Barkley, even Charles at his round mound of rebound greatness. He wasn't quite this impactful where you just couldn't, you can't keep Zion from the glass or from the dunk because he's just too powerful, and he's too explosive of a quick leaper, as you point out.
Well, Skip, I believe Charles was probably more impactful because Charles was a double-digit rebounder his entire career. Charles was like a 23-11, 23-12 guy for his career. People don't really, Skip, I think the thing is because he's been retired so long, people don't really realize how good Charles Barkley was.
No, I do.
You do.
He was a below-the-rim rebounder who could throw his caboose around.
And he could elevate.
Yep.
That was the first time we had seen someone that size as far as not height, because he wasn't that tall. He's like Zion. But that size, 250, he was 300 pounds when he got, his first couple of games, first couple of months in the league. But someone that size, Skip, that can elevate like he could. And he realized, like he said, Moses Malone said, you ain't gonna last long because you fat and lazy. That's a double negative you don't want to have.
Yep.
You can be one or the other, but you can't be both because you'll be out of the league before you know it. And Charles says, I got in shape. I changed somewhat of my eating habit. I still like to partake a little beverage here and there. But he got himself in shape, and he had an unbelievable career. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just so happens he came out with Elijah Wan that won two titles in the MVP, and he came in the same draft with Jordan. So he kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But Charles Barkley was unbelievable. That still might be one of the better drafts of all time, Skip.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't John Stockton in that draft?
I believe he was. So what I love the most about Zion is when the light gets brightest, he rises the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Where at Duke, in the biggest games against Carolina, he would take the game over late.
Man, that was a foul. He was over the back. Now put back. You know he was over the back.
Love Diet Mountain Dew in the morning.
No,
breakfast of champions. It's the nectar. I might have won five cases on that.
We had him.
We lost him because Zion took the game over. His first game of the year this year, national TV, he's out there just stroking threes because he's not afraid. In fact, he seems to get more poised the greater the pressure is. Mm-hmm. Last night, he wanted to finish the game, and it was a huge game for the Pelicans if they're going to have any chance, and they're looking down their schedules. I told you, it gets pretty easy. So they're saying we have to beat Memphis head-to-head to cost them a game because we can get a full game off them. And then we have to just go win out. We need to get back on track because they lost a close game, and then they got
blown out
by the Clippers. So the point is, what I love about Zion is, he is a big-time, big-game, big-moment player. And I don't see that yet in Ja because that was a big night last night, national TV between the two of them. And Josh goes, 1-for-10 from three?
And 5-for-21 from three. But, Skip, you have to admit that Zion is playing with more talented players than Ja. Can you imagine if Ja was playing with Holiday and playing with B.I.?
I would agree with that, which is why I still am intrigued by the Pelicans because – They haven't clicked yet. If they gel, and it's going to have to happen fast, right before your very eyes, if Zion can last 30 minutes a game and give you 30 points a game and start giving you 10 rebounds a game, which he is highly capable of giving, then all of a sudden they have a star along with some near stars. Drew Holiday has been an all-star.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden there's so much young talent with J.J. Redick, who's been shooting out of his mind.
Unbelievable.
Well, all of a sudden, you've got a basketball team that could at least give the Lakers a little bit of a game, give them a little
scare. You remember what happened last time?
Yeah,
we went out of New Orleans, and Zion dunked on Kuzma.
Yep.
And then my guy came down from half court.
He did.
Shut it down.
Yep.
And then hit the fall away on it.
Yep.
And let him know, say, hey.
Hey, I would not pick the Pelicans to upset the Lakers, although some people already have.
They not winning the game.
You don't think they could win one game?
Not one.
Okay. I got lots of dew ready to be
not
bad on that.
Not one game.
Because they will win a game.
Not a game.
Yep. They will win a game.
And you keep talking.
You want to make the bet now?
You keep talking. They might not even lead. At no point in the game, they might not even lead.
Okay, I'll bet you five cases they will lead in one of the four games.
No, because it might be 2-0, and then that's the only time they lead.
I will bet you five cases they will win one game.
Okay,
they're
not winning. They swept.
Thank you.
And not a gentleman sweep. I'm talking about one of them old melee, one of them old high-end vacuums like they be using in the hotel.
Yep.
Sweep them.
Gentleman sweep, I win.
No, ain't no gentleman. We don't do nothing, gentlemen. No, ain't no gentleman. We just sweeping y'all.
I'm good.
First of all, can y'all get to, first of all, why am I even talking to you? Why am I even talking to somebody that's not even in the playoffs? That makes no sense to me, Shannon. Why would you even stoop to such? Are you in the playoffs?
I'm going
to
give you the Pelicans' closing schedule one more time. Sacramento, Washington, San Antonio, Sacramento again, and Orlando.
They're losing two of those games.
I don't think they're losing.
They're losing two games. I bet 2K will do they lose two games.
Two games?
Two games. They're going to lose two games of the last six.
Okay, I'll take it.
Got it.
Two saw him coming. Dude,
I saw him
games.
Coming. Jesse. I get him every time.
I can't even keep track.
You get me
of all
every time.
Time
you're only down like 38 cases.
It's like you guys are trying to make up for lost time here. I'm going to write them all down. I'll keep track. I'll help you guys out.
No mercy.